Exclusive video, no rests at New Sarah Everard protest. After BLM show up. By Kurt Zindelka on March 15, 2021. London's Metropolitan Police refrained from making any arrests at the tightly packed Reclaim These Streets protest in Parliament Square on Sunday. As feminist and Black Lives Matter groups joined together to protest against the police actions at a Sarah Everard vigil the night before. The protest, which began outside New Scotland Yard, saw approximately 1,000 protesters march to Parliament Square, where they called for the resignation of Met Commissioner Cressida Dick and Home Secretary Preeti Patel. In a Breitbart London exclusive video, demonstrators were seen chanting leftist slogans such as "No Justice, No Peace, Fuck the Police" and carrying signs reading "ACAB, All Cops Are Bastards, and Abolish the Police." The demonstration was organized by the radical feminist group Sisters Uncut and was joined by the BLM splinter group All Black Lives UK, marking the first major Black Lives Matter protest action for months. In all, the appearance of the more radical BLM elements in a vigil movement originally meant to memorialize Sarah Everard and campaign for women's safety was tantamount to a hijack, Brexit leader and political commentator Nigel Farage said. Unlike the vigil held for suspected murder victim Sarah Everard in Clapham Common on Saturday, the Metropolitan Police Service did not make any arrests for the apparent violations of the national coronavirus lockdown restrictions. In a statement, the Met said, "There have so far been no arrests while policing demonstrations in Westminster throughout the day. Officers remain on scene at a small static gathering outside New Scotland Yard. We continue to urge those there to go home. Our policing plan will continue into the night." To date, there has been minimal action taken by the police at protests involving Black Lives Matter groups in London. Throughout the various incarnations of coronavirus lockdowns in the UK, police forcibly shut down anti-lockdown protests while largely taking a hands-off approach to BLM marches. In June, the top police official in the country, Met Commissioner Cressida Dick, said that the reason for the lax approach to BLM protests was due to fears of kicking off serious disorder. The co-founder of All Black Lives UK and one of the organizers of London BLM rallies, publicly known only as AIMA, pronounced on Sunday, "We are going through so many pandemics right now. The health pandemic, the pandemic against Black people, and the pandemic against women all around the world." She went on to highlight about how exhausting and difficult it is to be a Black woman in the UK. Another BLM speaker, who self-identified as a trans man, said that following the death of 33-year-old marketing executive Sarah Everard, the movement should focus on Black women, Black trans women. Following the main demonstration, another group of leftist agitators surrounded the statue of British wartime leader Sir Winston Churchill, shouting "All cops are bastards" as officers stood guard around the plinth. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.